That was fun. Yeah, you're actually a much better player than I thought. Sorry, I'm just teasing you. You were really good at that game. And I really had fun babysitting you today. It's been way too long since we spent this much time together. And now that I'm in high school, it feels like we barely see each other. So, do you miss spending time with me? Do you miss your big sis? Oh, shut up. I know you've missed me. Why else would you want to play duo with me? You're so tense. Is something wrong? Come on, you can tell me. You're not enjoying grade school. I mean, are you missing your old friends? Or, I don't know, are your new teachers annoying you? Okay, well, I mean, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to, but will you at least let me make you feel better? Yes. I know just the thing. Why don't you go close and lock the door? Mom and Dad should be asleep, but, you know, we should still be careful, okay? Great. Now come here. Let me kiss you. I've missed doing this with you so much. I promise. I promise, even if I start seeing someone, you'll always be my favorite. You're the naughty crush I'll never outgrow. Oh, God. You're so hard for me already. Let's pull those little shorts down. Yeah, let me see that tasty little kid cock. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say little. It's pretty big for an 11-year-old. I'm going to touch your cock now, okay? Make you feel so nice. Is that all right? Yes, you're always so eager for this, aren't you? Yeah, you get off on it. Knowing that the person jerking your cock right now is your sister. That it's incest. I get off on it too. Sometimes in class, oh my God, I'll just start daydreaming and thinking about how perfect your cock feels in my tight little 14-year-old pussy. Like we were always meant to be together. Yes, to be one. And I get so wet thinking about it. How well you fuck me. Yes, you always fuck me so good. You always make me feel so good. Oh, wow. It's been a while since I've played with your cock. It's so much bigger now when it's hard. Is that pre-cum? Have you started coming yet? No? Oh my gosh, looks like this might be your first time then. Are you excited? I am. I want to make you explode. I want to be the first person to taste your cum. Can I suck you off? Yeah? Your cock tastes so fucking good. Mm. I could do this all day long. Do you want me to deep throat you? Do you like it when your cock is in your big sister's throat? Huh? Do you remember last summer for your 10th birthday? I wanted to give you something special. So every day until your birthday, I woke you up like this. And I would sneak into your room without mom or dad noticing. And I'd pull back the covers and admire your cute little boy body. Before I climbed into your bed and started sucking on your delicious kitty cock. I wanted your load, but you couldn't come. So instead, after you'd orgasm, you'd piss in my mouth. And I would swallow it all down like a good girl. So every day that week for breakfast, I got to have my little brother's piss in my stomach, filling me right. I miss those mornings, don't you? I miss having my face covered in incest piss. You know, sucking you off makes me so wet. I just love making you feel good. You think you're gonna come? Do it. I want it all in my mouth. I want to be your first. Feed me your load. How did it taste? Oh, well, it tasted delicious. Oh my God, no, for real. For real, most kids' cum isn't that sweet. It's usually like more salty or maybe sour, like dog cum. Oh, yours was so sweet. That was so fun. I'm so happy you let me take care of you. It is what big sisters are for, right? I don't want this ever to stop, but I know you'll find a girlfriend eventually. But till then, though, we can keep having fun like this whenever you want. Oh, you want to fuck me? right now? Oh, I want that too, but I'm not sure that's a good idea. Like, Mom and Dad might hear, and I don't have a condom. In my ass? Oh, I can't. I dog-sat the Anderson's Doberman today, and he's way bigger than I thought he would be. My ass needs some time to recover. And besides, what if Mom or Dad woke up to get some water or something and saw that you were in your room, then heard noises coming from my room? I mean, we just can't let them get suspicious of us now, not after we've been hiding this for so many years. How about this? Tomorrow, I'll come to your bedroom early and you can return the favor. How's that sound? Great. Now you can come. Remember, you need to pull out, okay? Otherwise, I might get pregnant. Oh, don't be like that. I mean, I'd like if you got me pregnant. Like, actually, just not while I'm in high school. Like, maybe after I finish college. Yeah, you'd like that? Good. Well, anyway, come on. Go back to your room. What? You need the bathroom, but you're scared to walk there in the dark? You're such a scaredy cat sometimes. Okay, one second. Let me get on my knees. Here. Come on. Piss in my mouth. Delicious. Well, listen, be honest. You weren't scared, right? You just wanted me to drink your piss, huh? Well, you know, you can just ask. You don't need to make up an excuse. I love your piss. It tastes almost as nice as Felix's. Okay, sorry. I'll stop teasing. Yes, of course. Your piss is better than dog piss. I mean, it's way better, I swear. But seriously, you need to get to bed now. I'd come tuck you in and read you a story like old times, but I think you're getting a little too old for that now. Okay, good night. Sweet dreams.